A moment at Starbucks. Last Thursday, I was walking hurriedly to get to the door of Starbucks in Castleton for a meeting. All of a sudden, a man in his early 30s got in my way to the door. "Hi, my wife and I are going to downtown and need a few cents so we can pay our bus fare," said the man. Immediately, my guard went up and my mind reminded me of numerous times of this ploy. I saw his wife coming near us wearing ragged, dirty clothes. I reached in my pocket and gave him all the coins I had. He thanked me and I immediately turned towards the door for my appointment. Without thinking at all, I suddenly stopped walking, turned around to the man and asked him if I can pray for them. Hesitantly said, sure, while his wife was looking at both of us. I prayed to God to bless them and shared with them that God loves them very much. God wants to provide for them and He will be sending people who would be helping them in their situation, but they have to be willing to listen to God. At that time, I noticed tears flowing through their cheeks. I sensed that they felt uncomfortable being in front of the entrance of a Starbucks with tears in their eyes. So I gave them a hint that we're done. They thanked me and I received "God bless you" from both of them. They rushed to the bus stop as they were wiping their tears. I could have asked them if they know Jesus, but I sensed that the timing was not right. They have to catch the bus. We were blocking the front door of Starbucks, and they were surprised that someone would take the time to pray for them during morning rush hours. Small caring gestures could open one's heart to the eternal. As the 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 to 9 says, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building." God bless you.